A Pharisee, a lawyer, asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law?" And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." On Monday, I suggested that we can summarize Christianity with two questions. The first is, what is our condition as we compare ourselves to God's law? Unfortunately, no one can say that they have always loved God with their whole heart and soul and mind. We have failed. Thus, we stand condemned. Likewise, no one has always and in every circumstance loved their neighbor with the same intensity and care with which we love ourselves. The law acts as a mirror, showing us our sin, showing us that we cannot, by our own works and desires, be reconciled to God. No matter how we try, in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, we place ourselves above God and neighbor. Even if we are active in doing good works, there is always that selfish part which is sin. Fortunately, tomorrow and Friday, we will look at the second question, who is Jesus? In him, and because of his death and resurrection, we are forgiven. We stand perfect before God. May our Lord grant us wisdom to confess our sins, to receive forgiveness for the sake of Christ Jesus. Amen.